Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Job 22, verse 21 to 30. Job chapter 22, verse 21 to 30. Submit to God and be at peace with Him. In this way, prosperity will come to you. Accept instruction from His mouth and lay up His words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove wickedness far from your tent and assign your nuggets to the dust, your gold of Ophir to the rocks in the ravines, then the Almighty will be your gold, the choicest silver for you. Surely then you will find delight in the Almighty and will lift up your face to God. You will pray to Him and He will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows. What you decide on will be done, and light will shine on your ways. When people are brought low and you say, "Lift them up," then He will save the downcast. He will deliver even one who is not innocent, who will be delivered through the cleanness of your hands. My theme for reflection is seeking God, the path to true blessing. Seeking God, the path to true blessing. Job 22:21-30 invites us to seek God with the promise that in doing so, we will discover the greatest blessing of all, God Himself. The passage guides us on a journey toward a deeper relationship with God, emphasizing the importance of knowing Him personally. It is not enough to simply have knowledge about God. We are called to pursue an intimate understanding of His character and will, revealed through creation, history, conscience, and especially Scripture. True peace with God only comes when we fully trust in His revelation. Moreover, we are encouraged to treasure God's words, as the Bible is the foundation of our faith. Through Scripture, we hear God's voice, receive guidance, and grow in wisdom. A genuine relationship with God is impossible without engaging sincerely with His word, as neglecting Scripture is akin to neglecting God Himself. We are also called to return to God, an act of repentance that involves turning away from our sins and actively pursuing a relationship with Him. It is not enough to study His word or know about Him. We must seek His presence in every aspect of our lives. Following these directives leads to incredible blessings. When we align our lives with God's will, we experience a deep abiding contentment that surpasses any worldly happiness. As we draw closer to God, He works within us, building us up and restoring His image within us. This transformation is a gift of grace, guiding us to live according to His purposes. Additionally, God promises divine protection and the highest blessings, symbolized by the imagery of gold and silver. Trusting in God rather than in worldly wealth brings us under His true defense, providing for our needs in ways that exceed human understanding. As we delight in God, our joy becomes complete. The more we know and love Him, the more we find our deepest satisfaction in His presence. This joy leads to answered prayers and worship that is pleasing to Him. My dear friends, experiencing God's blessings firsthand equips us to encourage others, showing them the way to the same peace and joy we have found. In a world searching for meaning and security, our journey with God can inspire others to seek the same path, offering them hope and happiness of God's unwavering presence. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can I deepen my relationship with God and make seeking Him a greater priority in my daily life? Number two, in what ways have I experienced God's blessings as I have sought to know Him more? And how can I share that testimony with others? Heavenly Father, thank you for the invitation to know you more deeply and to experience the blessings of your presence. Help us to seek you with all our hearts, to treasure your word, and to return to you in faith. May our lives reflect your grace and truth, drawing others to the hope we have in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.